It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Halas Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for $40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for in plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1716, savings through 1818. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Contract by audio. Reward card requires online registration.
Right now, the Home Depot has beautiful, fresh-cut Christmas trees starting at just $24.98. So, let's pack up the family, head to the Home Depot, and pick the perfect tree. It'll be just the right size for just the right price. And you'll keep more of your hard-earned holiday greenery in your wallet. Let's do this. However you build cheer, start with beautiful fresh-cut Christmas trees, starting at just $24.98 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Assortment varies by store. See store for details.
And source for breaking Bears news. The best Bears experts. And the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, just after 1 o'clock, and from the Score Update studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. In basketball, the Bulls are practicing at this hour here at the Advocate Center in preparation for tomorrow's game against Denver. The Bulls are in the midst of a stretch of 9 home games out of 10, and Pau Gasol well knows this is a key stretch.
Huge. All these games mean a lot, have a huge meaning, and when we find ourselves in April, this type of stretch is, if you do well, you capitalize and you take care of business, you can be in one position, and if you mess around, take it for granted, are content, then you'll be in a total different position. So it's in conference, this league, you want to be at the top of the league, you got to do things the right way, and you got to want it more than anyone else. So hopefully we'll do the right thing here.
Turning to hockey, the Blackhawks are back in action this evening at the United Center. They will be hosting Minnesota. Patrick Kane today named the NHL's number one star for the month of November, 23 points in 13 games. College basketball this evening, Northwestern will be on the road at Virginia Tech. part of the Big Ten ACC Challenge. And then baseball, Barry Bonds has been offered the Miami Marlins hitting coach job. However, he's yet to officially accept that gig. Did you know your car talks to you? Are you listening? All those beeps, vibrations, and lit up icons are your car's way of communicating to help you be a safer driver. Learn more at mycardoeswhat.org. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Crystal Lake Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, David Schuster. David had the updates all day, and we always appreciate the interaction. Thank you to our guest today, Rodney Harrison, who I think passed the weekly credibility check today. And Trell Rowland.
I'm the worst.
He was like, you were his favorite of the show, and now like you're trending towards not being that. Like, this is the first week in 11 that we didn't argue.
He does. This is the first week in 11. Was bad. Because he sounded like a guy making balloon animals while he was on the phone.
Well, he's finally right, though. That's why I didn't argue
with Roddy joined the show. Antro Roll joined the show today.
Roddy and Antro. Same profession maybe next year.
Oh, boy. Vern Lundquist. Oh, the ever chipper.
Yeah.
Embodiment of Christmas. That is Vern Lundquist.
Avuncular.
Doesn't
he strike you as a perfect candidate for like the Charles Kuralt thing of like leading a double life? For like, you know, he's got like there's got to be something.
Charles Kuralt,
he's a spy?
Leads a double life.
Oh, don't you remember those stories? Charles Kuralt was
Charles
the CBS.
Kuralt was the host of CBS Sunday
Morning. Yes, and he was the
he's
same
the
sort
road.
Of avuncular presence. And it turns out he had like, was it four different families simultaneously going on?
Vern's been married three times, though.
But there's got to be something sinister with Vern. There's got to be.
No. There's not certain yet. Guys I'll go with
there
you.
There has to be.
No.
You can't be that.
That's Uncle Vern.
I know, but isn't it usually that's the guy that you find
that's
out later?
Guy,
well, we should have suspected something.
That's true, but I don't.
It just has to be. It's too good to be true.
Just turn Vern into Gary McCarthy out of nowhere.
No, I've got no evidence. It just sets off alarm bells when somebody is that warm and nice and your sort of family presence.
It's the Ned Flanders.
I thought the same thing about Frasier Thomas forever.
Yeah, what did Frasier do?
I don't know, but it had to be something. Oh, it had to be.
No, I can find out.
You
got a Frasier Thomas guy?
I sure do. It's his son, Jeff Thomas. He's a hell of a drummer. I know him
is
very
that
well.
Right?
It's a tremendous drummer.
Ask him what we do.
Ask him, was your dad leading a triple line? What are you talking about?
What was your dad's major malfunction?
I'm predisposed to find this sort of something
uncomfortable. I'm glad that you know most of my dirt from the years that I worked with you, so I wouldn't have to go through this process.
You don't give off that vibe, though.
I don't think that's true. Like,
you're too young.
Did Mr. Rogers have some kind of subversive subtext?
Wasn't he in jail? Wasn't that the urban legend?
Yeah, killed a bunch of hookers.
Yeah, no, wasn't it urban legend like Fred was in jail and then he came out and started showing kids train tracks and taking off his shoes in front of them?
No. Let me ask you a question. If you were to put the following...
That's how he started off
the
show.
Change
off
his sweater,
shoes,
feeds the fish.
Yeah,
my
showing
guy.
Kids train tracks in that pedophile house.
Jason, if I were to give you a list of two people... And you have to tell me which one is most likely to be a perverted, sick individual that does something in a closet he never wants to see the light of day.
Hosts at this station?
Vern Lundquist and Dan Bernstein.
I know where my vote goes.
Oh, but that's the thing.
Right? So it's not about like the nice.
Bernstein and I have had the perverted, sick conversations off air before.
I bet people ask me, is Bernstein is Bernstein a cutter or something? Like, you know,
I'm actually from Cutter.
There you go.
That's secret.
Jesus. Yeah. Finish your proper.
Finish it before Vern becomes something else.
Yeah, right. Vern's trying to take the fun out of Vern Lundquist.
All of a sudden Vern Sandusky all of a sudden.
He's so warm and nice and funny and everything.
This
and
from
now,
the 708. No, I refuse to let Bernstein take the fun out of Vern.
See, they were going down that road. That's phenomenal.
I remember I asked Ernie Banks that question once when I think he was in studio with us at one point, and I said, Ernie, I said, you can't be real. I said, there's no way anybody can possibly be this upbeat all the time and always be smiling and always be this happy. And then we turned out, after Ron Rappaport finally wrote the story, that he was miserable.
Oh.
I knew it.
It's like every comic.
I knew
right?
Ernie Banks was miserable.
You just want people to be miserable.
No, I just
no.
Just
guys like that. I understand what he's saying. There is something that there is something to
you
that.
Can't
I don't
be
know
that
if Bud
happy
Byrne.
All the time.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he's always the nicest guy you've ever met.
Right. You know what's so crazy? I tell people that text me like that, stop. You know, the people who put 17 exclamation marks behind everything.
Oh,
or,
dude, my
or
sister has
I,
punctuation
I hate
problem.
Exclamation points.
And I tell them, listen, I don't know, like, the words you use will describe to me the feeling that you have right now. Don't send me something that is always screaming at me or always trying to, hey, how's your day? Because then when you're having a bad one, I don't know when you're having a bad one.
Yeah.
I want your words to describe to me the tone of your
yes,
text.
Yes, you have devalued genuine excitement right? with your constant excitement.
Exactly. No,
it's true. The boy who texted excitement.
You know, I will say, though, there's some really good emojis.
Oh, man, my emoji game has gotten better.
There's some
fun.
Really good ones. There's some faces that give you some of those nuanced mm-hmm. in-between feelings
oh,
that are just right there.
Yeah, the side eye, the one with the wink and the smile, the, you know, like, I got
the,
you.
The half eye roll. It's mm-hmm. not the complete, like, whoa! Mm-hmm. But it's just kind of like, no.
Hey, you guys remember that part of
The eggplant?
You remember that part of the
I
show
just
where,
about
I,
that.
Where I finished the credits? Ben Nicholson-Smith.
So, that's exciting.
Was on the show. Producers Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, and Kevin Zipak. Thank you, man. Brian Gertz does a video stream, does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow, Mike Florio, Adam Kramer, Kegs and Eggs, yeah. and Greg Gumbel, Chicago's own Greg Gumbel.
Also warm and fuzzy.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Certainly is fuzzy.
The man that...
warm and buzzy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I've heard some stories. Yeah, I want to try and get some confirmation from Greg
God,
tomorrow.
No.
The shift change.
More trouble tomorrow.
I'm the bad guy.
Ask him what his secrets are.
Oh no! I've heard some good stories. Bobby Keys, the former Stones sax player, the late Bobby
yeah.
Keys, told me that one night Bobby Keys, Keith Richards, Keith Van Horn, and Greg Gumbel were in an RV driving around Lower. Driving around Lower
Sounds
Wacker
like a
Drive.
Dream.
Hitting cars intentionally.
It's a dream for someone.
Hitting parked cars intentionally.
I just want to know what happens to the curl. That's my only question tomorrow. I got one question for him. I asked Antro Roll when he was going to retire today. I just want to know, how did he take the curl and then make it to what it is now?
Oh boy.
It's not real.
That's...
He was when he was on the air here at Channel 5, he was bald.
Can you guys save that till the end of the interview, maybe? Because I think we'll have a hard time getting content out of
him. No, it's a good one, though. His is good.
His is really good.
That's solid. I like that one, too.
The other good one, a referee Ed Hightower.
As long as we're talking about it, I disagree that it's a good one. The shift change is brought to you by the Chicago
it's good.
Wolves.
Trust
no, it
me.
Isn't. Terry, it's not. The Chicago Wolves are home. Well, you
on
don't
him.
Have one.
See, him.
I'd like to see you wearing his. The
Chicago
Wolves.
I got Bob Baffert's in mine.
He's already claimed Bob Baffert's hair, and he's got a book on
his head. I'm
claiming
his hair when he's dead. I'm taking his hair. He doesn't know it. I'm getting it.
You're thinking about killing him just to get the hair,
yeah, just to get the hair. Well, I want the horse to finish the season first, and now we'll think about it.
Why don't you just
yeah.
go to Kansas and talk to the basketball coach?
His is pretty good.
No, it isn't.
The Chicago Wolves are home this Wednesday and Saturday night. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for info. I celebrated full-on the Joakim Noah game because I don't know how many more I'm going to get. You know what I mean? That's some old school stuff.
None.
Jason gave me a punch card. It's like when you get enough coffees, you get a free one.
A free sandwich. Yeah. And one
right,
of these,
I got one at Sport Clips.
Yeah, there you go. You got the Sport Clips card. I got, what, 5-6 more games like that out of Joe and his
whole
career?
Win. Ben Wallace suspends you for a game.
You get to be late for a flight.
Right. Yeah. You get to forget all your plays. You got to go back to Young Joe. Dude, I can't believe right now that there are people who are angry at me because of the Mr. Rogers joke that I just made.
You can't believe there are people angry at you for something?
This is 312. Nice slander, Jason. Mr. Rogers, who I met, was a great person. What the heck is wrong with you? Can't stand a good person, right? Come on, dude. You understand what happens here? The whole Mr. Rogers thing was weird as hell.
Yes.
And if you don't think so, then you're weird as hell, too. It's a dude who came in every day.
Most children's television is kind of creepy.
Yeah, it is weird.
Without question. Yeah. Without question, Mr. Rogers creeped the hell out of me. I didn't watch that.
But nothing ever came forward that there was anything about Mr. Rogers.
No. For me, one of my
TV heroes did turn out to have a little bit of an issue. That was the Frugal Gourmet, my guy Jeff Smith.
Oh, I didn't realize he had.
Oh, he had issues. All right.
Yeah, that was the only time I got
Goldman-esque.
The only time I got starstruck. getting on an airplane. We're flying out to with the Rockford Lightning. We're leaving for the Yakima Sun Kings road trip. Go see Dell Demps play.
And he's, so,
and,
that's
and he's sitting right there. And I went, I'm walking down, and I said, oh, my God, it's the Frugal Gourmet.
How old were you?
23.
Just, say, I mean? Just say too old.
And he looks at me, and he says, well, thank you for being so subtle.
See, now I'm going to look up the Frugal Gourmet.
Yeah, he had some issues with touching people.
He had issues with without pants them asking? Off.
Yeah, I don't think they were asking. Well,
whose dad used to run down the hallways in hotel room hotels on the road?
Derek Lee's dad.
Was no, I thought it was Greg Maddox's dad.
Both.
No, Earl Maddox, Lee, right? No, was it Earl Lee?
Leon Lee. Leon, yeah, was it Leon? No, Leon Lee like had somebody show up at his door and he wasn't wearing anything. He's like, hey, welcome to the room. Ready to think of this. And it was Greg Maddox's dad.
Maddox's dad was in the hotel hallway pantsless.
That's what I remember. Then.
Grabbing a maid.
Yeah, grabbing a maid. I think that's an issue. I'm not sure, but I think that's an issue.
Yeah.
Dick Williams was impressed by that.
No, Dick Williams was just naked on the breezeway.
He was just naked.
He wasn't bothering anybody.
No. Yeah.
He's just
airing it out.
Old, and it needed to breathe a little bit.
You know, he was airing it out?
Yeah, airing it out.
What is it? Is there like a certain...
Yes, he was old, and he wanted to walk around with no pants on.
Just let the luggage breathe?
Like a Browns quarterback.
I just read that. I just read that last year, actually, the Dick Williams story. Naked on the breezeway.
It was. The day he died was the day we were talking about that was when David Faraday called into the show out of nowhere.
Driving by.
Yeah, he was driving from Sheboygan, Wisconsin to the Quad Cities Open, and he just wanted to talk about the man who's naked on the breezeway. He had a thought. So wanted to share.
So and now he's fired.
Yeah, right?
Well, he's back now. Who just hired him? NBC?
I'm not sure.
CBS,
was,
right?
No, well, he was out at CBS, and somebody hired him.
Golf Channel?
He has a job. Like Golf Channel, NBC, some comic book.
Well, Golf Channel's got still
that
show. Still
yeah,
there.
That hour-long show, right. Which is terrific. Show is still catching. So you were starstruck by the Frugal Gourmet, huh?
That was my guy.
Who have you ever been starstruck by, Speaks?
God, I remember being a kid at Emerson College, and I think he let me into Fenway, and Jack Clark was available to be interviewed. Yeah.
Boy, there's a great meeting right there. There's one of the great guys.
I was 20 years old. I was like an awesome sportscaster on campus, and yet there I was standing there in Fenway, and Jack Clark scared the hell out of me.
Oh, so absolutely. That's, so the intimidation factor more so than starstruck.
Yeah, he's a big guy, and, you know, give me a dirty look, it seems, as I'm trying to ask him questions. And
Terry?
It was a bad day. Nobody. I called Jody Reed by the wrong name.
We've done
name.
This where Terry said nobody.
Nobody
never,
ever?
Ever.
Yes. Ever. No.
You've met a lot of people in
I've
your
met
life,
a ton
Terry.
Of people, yeah.
But you don't remember the first time you're like, this is crazy.
Juwan Oldham?
In hiding.
None of the NBA guys. I mean, after a while, it's just an NBA guy. No, not really. And celebrities.
Like early on in your career.
And
early on in your career, there's nobody you met that's like, this is pretty damn cool.
No.
Really?
No, not really. I never had it in me. If you pardon the expression.
Answer your question, by the way. You're asking about somehow. I heard half of a conversation about food in the Bahamas.
Yes, the Popeye's Bahamas Bowl. Yeah,
I watched last year. My experience with food in the Bahamas is my personal experience bad. Just outside
Bahamian
of a nice,
food,
yeah.
So like the food that's indigenous to the Bahamas.
Yes, the local cuisine and it was just awful. And I might have just been eating conch.
It is
the problem. Is the conch? Yeah, and. It's
that's the fish.
No, it's in the shell. It's a mollusk. What is it? It lives in the, the conch shell.
I'm not a fan.
And they pull it out. And they
make the conch fritters.
Fritters.
I'm not a fan of conch fritters. Though.
I've had the fritters. I've had the
all conch all day.
It's just everywhere, and it doesn't taste like anything.
That's why I have a problem with it.
They say, oh, it tastes like the ocean. I'm like, yeah, but that's all it tastes like.
Right. You have to put a ton of salt or a ton of hot sauce on it. You know, I've never been a fan of conch fritters at all.
I thought of you at my Thanksgiving, Bernstein, which was disappointing.
That's a bad Thanksgiving.
But, he's in his head. You know what I mean?
He's
talking about odd times.
Yeah, he's Matt from the South Loop.
That's what he is.
Yeah, he really is, dude.
That's exactly what he is.
I am the Beverly Brewmaster. No,
I'll start.
My brother made turkey this year. He did a sous vide. You did sous vide.
What's that?
How long does that take?
I don't know. A few hours. It's like where you put you have the turkey in bags.
It's circulating water. It's not. It's a lower than boiling.
Right, and then you brown it at the end just to give it a little brown. But it was as moist and perfect.
Tasty.
But And with that, we had the heart and the liver.
Yes.
Because I know that's the stuff you like.
You guys eating turkey hearts and turkey livers?
Oh, man. Perfectly sliced, perfectly prepared. Because, no, the flavor of the organ meats, the turkey organ meats, when it's done well, is remarkable.
Yeah, if you've been... If you've ever been to some of the Brazilian steakhouses, I know are kind of homogenized now. But if you independently owned Brazilian steakhouse, I went to a smaller one. Their chicken hearts, they brought out a skewer of nothing but chicken hearts that were just ideal.
What
just
we started
perfect.
Doing the next day, we were making like sandwiches for leftovers. Put a little bit of chicken heart on there as just part of the flavor profile.
If the Peruvian style beef heart. Which is, it's very common in Peru, and there's one restaurant in Elston, I think it's called Picante, like I Picante, something like that.
Taste Picante.
They do the classic Peruvian street food beef heart.
Say,
it's
why,
just
why if you
a
have money,
destination
do you
food.
Eat like a poor person, like are you eating hearts and livers for no damn reason.
By the way, Terry, I thought John Fogerty was your starstruck moment as a grown man, as an adult at 4949 West Belmont.
I'm not sure that's true. Kind of, I guess. Okay, we'll go with that then.
All right, it was Bono.
We'll go with John Fogerty. Yeah.
All right, the boys have Lee Steinberg coming up.
Yeah.
Talk about the movie Concussion. They've got second half. They've got Pete Futek. They've got Hub Arkish for the next 4 hours and 40 minutes. The boys and
talk about Nebraska.
Yeah, the last time we talked to Lee Steinberg, he was with a Miami of Ohio quarterback named Ben Roethlisberger.
Sitting at the Super Bowl in Houston.
Yep.
And Ben had his big chain on. Ben was... Ben is the most brother white quarterback of all time.
And Ben didn't have much to say, if I remember his time.
Remember my description.
He did not.
Of course he didn't.
Looking forward to playing.
If Ben had a thought, he didn't share it with us.
Was it worse than Tommy Hearns?
Tommy Hearns was good.
All right. You think he was bad?
The shift change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. I don't. I remember he was wandering around and Matt had to wrangle him. So I didn't listen to the interview after Matt chased him down.
Well, it was weird. He was standing right in front of us, and then we just sort of said, "Hey, you want to do an interview?" He said, "Sure." And he did the interview, and he went right back to standing right there.
Well, and he just sort of when you're concussed.
Kept standing there.
All right, Speaks. We've got Blackhawks hockey, and we've got some other stuff.
We had to look out for him in Frisco.
No, I don't think you're going
to
find him.
No, we tracked down. We wanted to see what great boxers were from Frisco.
Yeah, we found some.
Gentleman Jim Corbett.
He'll be on.
Yeah. We're going to book Gentleman Jim
Corbett.
He's
on day two. He's coming.
Talk to him about beating John L. Sullivan.
Can I leave yet?
The Boys and Bernstein show is coming up next. Enjoy your day.
Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
There's more Boers and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. At the rate the New England Patriots are losing receivers, Bill Belichick may bring Randy Vataha out of retirement at any moment now. The latest to go down was Rob Gronkowski, arguably the second most important player on the team behind the guy wearing number 12. Gronkowski went down late in the Patriots' come-from-ahead overtime loss in Denver on Sunday. How serious his injury is, no one is sure yet, but with Julian Edelman, Danny Amendola, and Deion Lewis already sidelined, the Patriots would appear to be offensively crippled. And yet, anyone out there who wants to bet against Belichick at number 12, that would be Tom Brady, figuring out a way to finish the regular season with 14 or 15 wins and home field advantage when the playoffs start? They aren't going to go undefeated, but if they can get anywhere close to healthy, they are going to be a very tough postseason out. Weep not for the Patriots. I'm John Feinstein.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of me arguing with an old-timey Southern lawyer in a courtroom. Objection! You can't show my clients rates to your customers! We compare our Progressive Direct rate and our competitors' rates in one place, so shopping is easier. Only showing your rate when it's lowest! Slander in the court of law! No, we show our rate even when Progressive isn't the lowest. Uh-oh, I rest my case! Move to adjourn for snack time!
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven five-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for 40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday, don't miss the half-price lease on the 32-gig Samsung Galaxy S6, only $9 a month. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere. Offer discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for it. Galaxy S6 requires 24-month lease for well-qualified buyers. No security deposit. If you cancel, remaining device payments are due. Plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1-7-16. Savings through 1-8-18. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Halas Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
Keep an eye out on the expressway where we're getting reports of a tipped over ice cream truck that's left rocky roads and a...
Sweet Bessie, would you look at this Cyber Monday deal on Amazon right now? Ha ha! There is no way this is going to last. You have got to get this incredible deal right now. Pull over first, of course, hands at 10 and 2 and all that stuff. Or is it 5 and 6? I forget.
This Cyber Monday deals week, let the deals come to you. Find thousands of deals and new ones as often as every 5 minutes at Amazon and through the app.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Deck the halls and break out the platters, because Sam's Club has what you need to wow your guests, like jumbo frozen fully cooked shrimp, just $7.24 a pound. Try a delightful fruit and cheese party tray for just $3.98 a pound. Add a little crunch with some all-natural walnuts, $5.99 per pound. Stop in and get big savings for your next get-together. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
GEICO presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one, why doesn't everyone switch to GEICO and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to GEICO and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
Geico, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Feeling stuck in a state of compensation stagnation? You know, another year with no raise? Then let State Farm agent Sean O'Neill in Chicago on Irving Park Road help you get to a better state. With a discount double check that can stretch your hard-earned dollars a little farther, he'll go through your car insurance to make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve. Discounts that could add up to 40% and put $100 extra dollars in your pocket. Sound good? Then get your budget to a better state by calling State Farm agent Sean O'Neill at 773-685-3600. Today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Boars and Bernstein.
How are we doing today?
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Got to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed and entertained. Perhaps have a life or two along the way. Lawn and persistent revving at someone's back door. Probably so. And this is radio's best combination of
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bors.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. At 3 o'clock, longtime super agent Lee Steinberg is going to join us. He wrote an interesting piece the movie Concussion that is coming out. That's obviously a story that we know well on the show that we followed for many, many years. So we'll talk to him about his thoughts regarding the movie and the issue itself. Second half at 3:30. Pete Futek for 40. Hub Arkish is ours today.
Yours.
On the Bears and the NFL at 5. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at boarsandbernstein@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live.
Hallelujah, brother!
We're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting at 67011. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. On Twitter, it's at Bors_Bernstein. If you want to follow me, you can at Dan_Bernstein. There is boarsandbernstein.com, and there's the radio.com app. You can take the show with you. And it can bother you, or it can make you very, very happy. Or both. Probably both. The producers are Matt Abaticola.
There are two new quarterbacks tonight in this game for the Ravens and the Browns for Baltimore. They're without Joe Flacco. He's done for the year with a torn ACL. Matt Schaub will start in his place for Cleveland. It's Josh McNown. He returns to the starting role.
Dude.
I didn't realize there was a third brother. Oh, my God. I love Matt Abaticola. He's our Dale Jr., you know. And right now, they're all eliminated.
Chris Tannehill.
Here comes the kicking unit. Well, you have to think about it. When it's a 33-yard extra point, you think about things. And Coons has been perfect, but he's missed a couple this year.
What?
Did I hear that right?
He's kept it in the truck, though. Yes, you heard it right, okay. Unfortunately.
All right, making sure.
Scoreboard update.
It's 1:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Last time the Blackhawks faced the Wild in October, the Hawks slunk away with a 5-4 loss. Jonathan Toews and company looking for some payback tonight when the Wild come to the United Center. Patrick Kane currently riding a 19 consecutive game point streak. He was named the NHL's number one star for November. Kane led the NHL with 15 assists and 23 points that last month. Corey Crawford will be in the net when the puck drops on this one tonight at 7. Bulls are back practicing today after a win over San Antonio last night at home, in large part thanks to a big game from Joakim Noah.
Joe was awesome, flirting with the triple-double. He made big play after big play for us out there.
That was Bulls coach Fred Hoiberg. Bulls take on Denver tomorrow night. Mike Dunleavy still struggling to return from back surgery. Yesterday, Hoiberg said Dunleavy will take it easy for a couple weeks while seeing more back specialists. Bears get the day off today. They'll begin prepping for Sunday's matchup with the 49ers in earnest tomorrow. Bears made a couple minor roster moves yesterday, signing center Cornelius Edison to the practice squad after Barrett Jones was signed to the Eagles' 53-man roster. And back to the NBA, where the 76ers have stuck Jahlil Okafor with a full-time security detail after the rookie was involved in several off-court incidents recently, including but not limited to a fight outside a bar and being ticketed for doing 108 miles per hour on a Philadelphia bridge where the speed limit is 40. This scoreboard update brought to you by Crystal Lake Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Streaming on the Score is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Yeah, that security thing might be a great idea for Chicago's own, huh? I mean, the kid needs, apparently, he needs to be watched carefully.
Yeah,
could be before somebody does something awful to him or he does something awful to somebody else.
I don't know that that's the right message. Aren't you enabling? Is that what you're doing? Just saying, okay, yeah, we'll give you a guy, and it sounds like it's a fixer cleanup guy. It's, you know, like Kaner's guy. It sounds like you're just giving him somebody to make things go away or make things.
Well, that depends. Now, is he going? I don't know. Is he of age to drink? Because there was some question about an ID. I saw a list of things that he'd done. There's a question about false ID or not having one or whatever it was. Is he of age yet?
I don't know. But if he's not in bars, what does he need the guy around him for? To me, it's a very mixed message. Instead of just talking to him saying, look, just stop doing this.
You know what? To be honest with you, I understand what you're saying, but I would put that guy there. Not because I think he's violent. He's not my guy. He's not violent in the way that you could get him in real trouble. He did squash a guy in a street in Boston. He didn't punch. He pushed him.
And he already found a gun at his head at one point.
Yeah, somebody else, though.
Yeah, he's 19 years old.
19. So I probably would, with the amount of money I have invested in him. And what I want out of him.
Yeah, but I would just tell him to watch where he goes and watch what he does.
Yeah, but that doesn't work.
But this won't work either. Because now he's got a layer of insulation. Now he's going to feel even more bulletproof.
It depends on what the guy really wants to do. If he really wants to be a guy, not an enabler, but somebody that said, let's go. Now we're going right now. Whatever you're doing, we're leaving right now. If he wants to be that guy. If he's sort of like a, not actually doing a job, not waiting till something happens and then react to it, but actually sort of as a buffer for everything and not allowing him to get in any situations. And you and I both know what situations I'm talking about, because that sounds like a logical step sometimes to some of these guys. I would do it. I've got a lot of money invested in him, and I'm not going to have him as an enabler. That doesn't help me any. I mean, you think the Sixers are stupid?
But just, well, kind of, yeah. I mean,
I don't.
And, well, what leads you to believe they're not?
Well, because I don't know. I do not think that's what he's there for, is to enable.
Yeah, but his mere presence, if you're saying that you're putting him there, why don't you just tell the kid not to do these things and hold him accountable for his actions? When you give a guy a protector slash enabler, that's what he functions as, whether you like it or not. He's got his guy there to protect him from stuff. Just tell him not to. You give the guy the money.
I think telling him not to doesn't work very well, does it?
I didn't know.
Does that work well?
Well, I don't think giving
him... Please don't do that.
I don't think giving him a layer of insulation accomplishes it either.
I think it comes closer than just saying don't.
Well, I think.
First of all, I don't know why, what it is that you have to do it every. Apparently, he likes to do it all the time. He likes to go out. That's what he likes to do, apparently. I mean, and again, he's not of age to be drinking anything. So I would make sure that the guy understands you're not his friend. You're not there to be his friend. And we don't want you to be his friend. We don't want you to be that, like, a dopey guy that some of them have. That's somebody that's actually taking, he's 19.
So what's he going to do? Say, you're not going to the club, come back to the hotel and guard his room? What's he going to do? Threaten to shoot him? I mean,
no, he's going to threaten to shoot him.
What's he going to do?
I think he's going to keep him out of trouble.
How?
By being right with him. Every step of the way within 2 feet of him.
At the club?
Yep.
But he's not of age to be in the club.
Well, I don't know if he's going to go to the club. I mean, I don't know if the Sixers might have said, hey, dude.
So is he going to guard his room to make sure he doesn't leave his room?
No, I just think he's going to, wherever he's going out to eat, wherever he's going with him. That's all.
I mean,
until a certain amount of time when you think he's grown up enough.
I just think that sends the message that he can pretty much do whatever he wants to do, and this guy will handle it.
No, I don't think that's the message.
You're not responsible enough, so we'll make sure.
Well, leave him on his own doesn't really work either. So, I mean, you say there's no solution to it then. He's going to be a knucklehead forever, because if you think that, if you grow out of it, well, who's grown out of it?
I had no idea he was a knucklehead. I had no indication. Nobody saying anything.
I didn't either.
You know, before we get going to the show, I want to mention something. Today is, as you know, if you're on social media and you've seen the hashtag, you know today is Giving Tuesday. After Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and everything involved here, that this has become a thing. And last year on Giving Tuesday, this show was able to get our goal of $10,000 on Giving Tuesday for the One Step programs for kids with cancer and leukemia. You'll remember that there was there was an outpouring at onestepcamp.org because we had a match that day of $10,000. And by hitting the match on Giving Tuesday, we were able to get a total of $20,000. And that was enough to send 20 kids with cancer to summer camp for a week. Now, this year, as our organization has been growing in leaps and bounds, and we've been serving so many more kids, we have secured, thanks to a generous donation from the Ellen Marks Cancer Foundation, they are going to match, Ellen Marks Cancer Foundation is going to match the first $25,000 donated. So, our hope, by the end of Giving Tuesday, is to be able to send 50 kids with cancer to camp for a week. That's the goal.
Got some work to do here.
We do have some work to do. We think we can do this. And I do know that in previous years, you know, we've talked a lot about some of the events that we've had and the poker event. And people say, yeah, you know, it's a wonderful organization. It's great what you do to empower kids who have cancer and encouraging them to take on the world. And that's the essence of what we do. It's our mission. And we're serving more and more kids every year because the medicine is getting better. The cure rates are higher, and when once a kid is in the program, we never want to say no. We never want to say we can't do this, or you can't come back, or you can't do the whitewater rafting camp, or you can't do the Dude Ranch horseback trip, or the Utah ski trip, or the advocacy trip. So it's our funding, it's your generosity that helps us do this. And people say, you know, I can't afford the poker thing. Well, this is anything you can do. Absolutely anything, whether it's $10, $20, $100, whatever you can do at onestepcamp.org on this Giving Tuesday. These are just wonderful kids who benefit from this in so many ways. We hear from our campers all the time about what camp has meant for them as they go through this chapter in their lives. So onestepcamp.org is where you go on this Giving Tuesday. So anything anybody can do for the kids is obviously greatly appreciated. This is a cause. It's an organization with deep connections to this show and to you, the Boers and Bernstein listener, who's been a part of this for so long and has always been very, very generous when it comes. You know, whether you like us or hate us, you can say what you want.
Doesn't matter about that.
Doesn't matter. It's about these kids and a lot of these smiling faces. So thanks for anything you can do today on Giving Tuesday at onestepcamp.org. We're Boers and Bernstein. We have a lot that we have to get to. It was a nice little Bulls win last night. You know,
I haven't put away my measuring stick yet. I need to do that.
Oh, don't start with your measuring stick games. Statement game? Is that what it was?
I need to put it away.
They've made a statement. It's a measuring stick.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
People will not stop. You cannot stop people.
I haven't heard it.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, yes, a measuring stick game. It's this. It's a game in December.
Dumbest ass basketball town. It never ceases to amaze me how stupid some of the basketball thoughts are in this city. We're Boers and Bernstein. You have the score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see?
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for $40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for in plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1/7/16, savings through 1/8/18. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Contract by audio. Reward card requires online registration.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Deck the halls and break out the platters, because Sam's Club has what you need to wow your guests, like jumbo frozen fully cooked shrimp, just $7.24 a pound. Try a delightful fruit and cheese party tray for just $3.98 a pound. Add a little crunch with some all-natural walnuts, $5.99 per pound. Stop in and get big savings for your next get-together. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and sun salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There's no better time to shop for tools at the Home Depot. Right now, when you buy certain Milwaukee, DeWalt, Ridgid, or Makita combo kits, you can get up to $150 toward a select cordless power tool, radio, or battery. However you build cheer, right now we have just the tools to do even more for even less. Let's do this. Get great savings on tools at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit one discount per transaction, U.S. only while supplies last. Also available on HomeDepot.com.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Halas Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll take all the cash back you've earned, then match it dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/double. Anniversary double cashback offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
To say that you guys have played better against the better teams, and if so, is there an explanation?
Yeah, you know what? That's a good question. You know, we've lost five. You know, we lost the one game on a home court, which obviously you want to protect your home court. Lost to obviously a great Warriors team. You know, Indiana team. It's as hot as any team in the league right now. Detroit was undefeated, and we played them early in the year, playing well. You know, so I think twice this year we haven't had the type of effort that we needed, but it's been a constant as of late.
The mayor! Mama, come here quick and give me my measuring stick!
He's the mayor having a better day than the actual mayor.
670 the score. Yes! Eddie, let me tell you something. About any day, no matter what happened to you, and I had one of those other things obviously happened to me, but I still had a better day than he did.
Wow. It's like something out of L.A. Confidential. You know, one of those police press conferences where everybody's just lying through their teeth about everything.
Yeah.
I was just awful.
If you, I don't get it. I really don't. I don't understand it. I mean, we should have learned enough. We should have learned you don't ever, the first mistake you make, and maybe it's the first, maybe it's the one you want to make, maybe it's the one you feel like you should make, but don't ever begin to hide what a bad cop is doing. Don't ever do that. I don't care if you're Chicago police, what police you are, don't do that.
Yeah, I was just laughing out loud. I just they're talking about transparency and they're bringing in outsiders. I mean, come on.
Right.
And you knew that McCarthy was going to lose his job and he'll be replaced by a black person. Mm-hmm. And then they can start controlling the optics and say, well, look at this. Now everything's fine. And absolutely nothing is going to change. Because, and actually, your guy Neil Steinberg wrote a really good piece today. Sort of a, it's not a very hopeful piece, but he said, until we just understand how to treat human beings like actual human beings, it doesn't matter who the bosses are. It doesn't matter who's in the suits. It doesn't matter who's got the stars on his epaulets. It matters what you actually think of the value of certain human lives.
And if that doesn't change, it doesn't change. 60 Minutes, probably, God, 6 months ago or something, the police chief of Cleveland is an African-American and a very bright guy. And he said, this is him, not me. I didn't ask him a single question. I was just watching. And this was at the height of everything that was going on around the country, right? Including the Cleveland thing. They said to him about, I forget what the question was, but his answer was, look, if we've reached a stage where only a black cop can take care of black neighborhoods, then we've lost.
Correct.
Then we've lost. So, I mean, I don't know what the new police, I don't know what he'll think, what his goals are, but that guy's one sharp cookie.
I don't know if it's going to be a he or a she or how they're going to do it. I just hope they find the absolute best person for the job.
This guy's a sharp cookie. I mean, I would leave Cleveland. LeBron did. And he went back.
Yeah, but he came back. I mean?
He went back.
Yeah, I want to play some of the LeBron stuff in a little bit about what he said about Kobe Bryant, because there's some expected Kobe Bryant opinions, and it was some very, very thoughtful and honest stuff from LeBron James about what Kobe has meant to him. This is going to be a weird one, though, the Kobe farewell tour.
Because he's not warm. He's not friendly.
Yeah, it's
he's not any of it.
It's the one that he doesn't really... There's no rocking chairs. There's going to be no glad handing the help like Mariano Rivera was.
He went to every park. He did it.
Yeah.
That's just great.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be quite like that. And it's really was forced upon him.
He's going to go salute the ball boys? And No.
So I didn't really hear anything about the Bulls game being some sort of statement or some sort of measurement.
Yeah. There's a little TV going on last night.
Oh, you know you're going
to
get that.
I see. Here's what it is, though. I want everyone to stop making people dumber about this stuff. It's necessary. We're way past that. I mean, I don't know what you don't understand about it. You know, the big picture, okay, nice game, fun game. And Noah was alive again for whatever amount of time until he has to go back and be dead again because he only has one leg. Okay. But it's nothing. It's absolutely, it doesn't change to me anything of the Bulls' trajectory or what's happening with them or what's going on. Nothing has happened. Nothing has happened. They're still the same veteran team, savvy team when they want to play. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. I don't know when that time is when they, it seems like when they see that, yeah, that will play. And defense wins the game for them. A couple of defensive stands, you dig in and you win. It's not exactly like, yeah, now they're right up there. No, they're not. Because if you haven't, look, the other night, it took a shot by LeBron at the buzzer to beat the Nets.
It's the NBA regular season.
It's the NBA.
Season.
It doesn't. Would you correlate that and say, you know what?
Yeah,
those Nets are dangerous now. No, they're not.
I hope that's not a battle that we have to fight anymore, trying to convince people that regular season games are completely different and they're not predictive of playoff success
unfortunately.
They're just not. The Bulls
not.
Win a lot of regular season games.
They do. They're good at it for the most part. They are. They're a good regular season team.
It doesn't get them anything. Unfortunately,
no, it doesn't.
They don't
doesn't.
Give you. It's only in hockey do you actually get a trophy for winning a lot of regular season games.
Yes, you do.
It's the President's Trophy, right?
President's Cup, isn't and, it? I don't know, whatever it is.
And
yeah.
I think only since they've been giving it out, only 8 teams that have won it have actually won a championship. out of like 30-some, whatever it is. So it does not usually
correlate. Well, hockey, is like, I completely...
I don't know why they give that trophy out. Who wants that?
I don't know.
Nobody's parading around.
I think they take it, though, don't they? They don't like say, screw you. I don't want your damn silly ass. Get out of here.
People drink beer out of the president's trophy and take their pictures with it, make their Twitter avatars with it. I don't know. Hey, streaming on The Score, if you happen to be streaming.
Yes.
I know a lot of people who do enjoy that at 670thescore.com. Streaming is brought to you by the homeloanexpert.com. I'm really looking forward to talking to our guy, Lee Steinberg.
Yes.
If you read the essay that he wrote, not just about the movie Concussion, but about the actual issue, and he wrote this for a site called thepostgame.com, and he hit every important point on this. And I worry when we discuss this, because this is a topic that we've talked about in detail for a long, long time.
I think people are starting to get it more, don't you? I mean, some things you just kind of feel like they're not really getting it yet.
He gets it.
He does.
And he's writing about his own crisis of confidence as a player representative and his involvement there. And he says that the goal and the efforts of reformers is not to eliminate football, but to make it safer. If 50% of mothers of teenage boys react to the danger by telling their sons, "We'll support you in every sport, but you cannot play tackle football," it will not destroy football, but it will change the socioeconomics of who plays the game. Athletes desperate to escape economic hardship, as in boxing, will be the participants. Mm-hmm. And that's the Malcolm Gladwell theory, that sports will become like the military, or football, I should say, will become like the military, where it's just something that generally informed middle-class parents don't want their children doing, and that it will sort of striate socioeconomically similar to how we see the data breakdown for the military. It's probably going to happen. I also think we're probably going to have privatization with public schools, public arena wanting to get out of the brain damage business. But this is, it's good, very aware, very honest stuff from him.
Yeah, I think
about what it all means.
Yeah, you just wanted to get the message out, and I think the message is getting out. And just in general, you talk about, look, I don't know if a lot of, talk about making football safer, and this is the thing, the NFL, Roger Goodell is always doing this when he's not doing nothing, which is almost all the time he's doing nothing. Although he did demote a crew. He did get on the crew,
he did.
The two live crew. Mm-hmm. You're done. No more primetime games for your dumbasses. And that's what he should do. But yes, I understand, the idea of safer and football. I'm sorry, because yes, there have been several head injuries where we had our concussions, and I don't know if Case Keenum knows where he's at right now. I'm not sure he does. But this season, to me anyway, the scene to me has been absolutely brutal.
It has.
Brutal.
Every game you turn on.
Yep. Brutal. It's not all head injuries either. So when I hear safer, I go, okay, all right. I know heads up tackling, and we're working on the helmets, and we're doing, all right, fine, go ahead and live in some land where things don't exist. But this, just the whole part of it about the head injuries, I think that's all I've ever wanted. That's all I've ever wanted, was people understand.
Here's my worry, though, is that the lower socioeconomic classes that continue to supply us with players for our amusement aren't necessarily doing so informedly. They're doing so because, due to a lack of education, they just don't know. They haven't, the information hasn't gotten to them yet. And that's what a recent study said, was it wasn't just, hey, we know the risks, we understand the risks, but we're doing this because this is the kid's best chance to change his life.
I get it.
That it's not necessarily that. It is, it's everything seems fine, or they just haven't been, if the movie... And I don't know if it's a good movie or not. I really don't.
I don't either.
I think I should make it very clear. And I'll do it after the top of the hour, because it's a complicated thing here. The cause and the movie itself, I guess, are different things. I guess I can explain better in a moment, a little more time. You got The Score.
Molly here from the Molly and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. Up next for your 5 and 6 Bears, it's the 49ers. Hey, do the Bears actually have a shot at the playoffs? Get the 500 first. We've got all the specifics, the breaking news, everything leading up to the game. Keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of me arguing with an old-timey Southern lawyer in a courtroom. Objection! You can't show my clients' rates to your customers! We compare our Progressive Direct rate and our competitors' rates in one place, so shopping is easier. Only showing your rate when it's lowest! Slander in the court of law! New, we show our rate even when Progressive isn't the lowest. I rest my case. Move to adjourn for snack time.
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze, but as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues, and his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center, with a custom